Kutatera, Tav 22, second column. It's even with the, on the next page, Yud Bey, where it says Kitzer. That's to say, equal to that in 22, second column. Okay. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about the difference between Einig and Simcha, Yom Tov and Simcha, because then everything is bizgalos, everything is revealed. And he says there's the two levels of revelation from Hashem. There's a level of revelation from Hashem with according to Ishtalshulus, Ila va'olul, cause and effect. And then you have, when there's what's basically Yeshmiayin, there's a much greater revelation of Elokus revealed in the world. So therefore, that causes a greater level of Simcha when the Or becomes revealed, like he says, the Simcha of the Ben Melech, that understands what the Melech, what the palace is, and he gets captive, he's taken to captivity, and then he becomes free, so it's a much greater Simcha. So he says, what happens on Yom Tov? Yom Tov is a level Ema Banim Smecha. Okay, so he says, now what is this? K'meya derech Moshe neshama shemesaneg es beilam haba. It's like the neshama that enjoys olam haba from ziv ha-shechina, from the ray of the shechina. What's the main primary enjoyment of the neshama in Gan Eden? He says, tachas ha-yesem mislabesh es b'guf ha-gashmi. Until now, when it's in the body, the neshama is separated from Hashem, so to speak. It's in a physical body. V'nefredes misham, and it's separated from the level of Kedusha, but also Mokor Chetzva. And it goes back to where it came from, Shemes HaNeges v'Gan Eden Elyon, that it enjoys a higher level of Gan Eden, v'nen miziv ha-bechines miziv v'chul ano v'taynog nifla. That's a tremendous enjoyment, when it didn't have something, and now it has it. The neshama is in the body, it doesn't feel elokus. It gets freed from the body, now it feels elokus. It's a tremendous simcha. Like it says, Ahan choleva yesh. Shem is galus, erdin sabachinis yesh. Now what does it mean, Gan Eden? Lo'ayava yesh, lahan choleva yesh. The Gemara says there's 310 worlds and that whole thing. But here the Alter Rebbe says, what does it mean? That the level of yesh, meaning lahan choleva yesh, that they actually feel it. This it's substance to it. Yesh means there's something there. It's a saga of a tefisal and nisham at lias nana miziva or anal the hainu. She yesh a saga of avona. The nisham understands eich she yotzim afeila lergot, the way it goes out from darkness to light. So nisham in Gan Eden actually feels a big difference when being in galus and then being out of galus. It's like a person that was always raised in the slums, and they're in the slums, and they're in the slums. It doesn't matter when they get out. But a person that knows what the real thing is, and then they get out of it, they enjoy it much better. But the pasuk says when they're going to go, when Mashiach comes, they're going to go through the river by foot. Okay, and they're going to be rejoicing in it. Simply means when Mashiach comes, the Nahar Pras is going to split. You know, they're going to walk through the Euphrates River, and they're going to joy with it. He said, but what are we turning to? Nahar Yetzim Eden, which is the level of Bina. O Aliyah B'chol Regel Mishlei Shere Golim, which is an elevation of every Yom Tov. Like you said before, Yom Tov is Bina, therefore Yom Tov is Simcha. Chachma, Shabbos is Chachma, and therefore it's level of Tainuk. It's not the same revealed level of Simcha. Okay? V'sham u'mokir ha-Simcha, that's where Simcha comes from. And he says, V'kolzeh, all of this that he's talking about now, the Simcha of going from one low place to a high place and feeling it in a tangible way, that's all the level of Mechon, the aim of Bino, which is Olam Abba. Okay, so until now, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So until now, he explained the union of Yom Tov. What's the union of Yom Tov? Simcha, going out of imprisonment, going to a higher level. Because Yom Tov is a greater revelation of Elokus, and Yom Tov, we feel happier because you're going from to a greater revelation of Elokus. Avomeich and the Abba. Chochma ma'ayin timotzi. When you're talking about the revelation of Chochma, which is the level of Shabbos, ein nikra ma'ayin timotzi. Ayin, what is it? It sounds like this. Chochma ma'ayin timotzi is found from the level of ayin. Like we learned, what's the first level? The first level is Chochma. Higher than Chochma, there's no level, so to speak. So it's ayin. So Chochma is yesh mi'ayin. Now, what does ayin mean? It doesn't mean nothing. It means it's not understood. We learned already many times that there's, when it says, yesh mi'ayin, okay, Hashem created the world, yesh mi'ayin. Like we learned, the Ramban says at the beginning of Chumash, whenever the Torah uses the word bara, created, it means yesh mi'ayin. Yeah, but it means for the level which is not. So what l'chayda, the question is, why do we say the world was created yesh mi'ayin? Hashem created the world. Why is Hashem called ayin? We're saying the world is something from nothing. Since what is Hashem? Nothing. Hashem is the real thing. We're nothing. So one of the many explanations. But one of the explanations is, it doesn't mean it's nothing in reality. From my perspective, you don't get it. This doesn't exist. Look, we learned already many times. By a human, if it's not in the five senses, if you can't see it, hear it, smell it, touch it, taste it, whatever, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. If I don't see something, it's not here. So therefore, this level of alukus that Chochma comes from is so abstract. Unlike Bina, I understand it's tangible. It's, you know, the simcha that the seichel causes, I mean, the Bina causes the midas, ema banim smecha. It's tangible, it's yesh miyesh. You get where it's coming from, you understand it. But here, Chochma comes from a level we don't understand. If we don't understand, not because it's nothing. I mean, it's a level we don't understand. So in my world, it's not there. And he says, infinitely greater than the level of Bina, which means understanding. When we say ayin, it means we don't understand it. What happens in the level of Chochma? It becomes revealed, the level of Elokus. That no mind can possibly grasp it, therefore you can't have Bina, because if it's not understandable, it's not Bina. Bina means you understand it. If you don't understand it, it's not Bina, it's higher than Bina. And we can't therefore enjoy it. So again, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the difference, simcha can only come from something tangible. Something not tangible, you don't feel it, you can't be happy. Come to a toddler and say, okay, you just won the lottery. By them, it's not tangible, they're not going to be happy. Yeah, they can say, yeah, I won the lottery, but they don't know what it means. Because it's not tangible. Anything that's not tangible, you can't have simcha from. And therefore, Shabbos is not the level of simcha primarily. Shabbos is the level of einig, above simcha, because it's not tangible. The inyan gilui is that, what is this gilui? Bitul asogo, bitul neshamas b'metzias. And therefore, the neshamas become bottle. Be'er ein tzol baruch hu delas machshava v'agili zeh mizgali b'shabbos. Okay? Meaning that the level of Shabbos is above the level of understanding. And that level is revealed. So what does it do if it's not, if you can't understand it? That's the level of bittul. Something I understand is me. I understand it. I get it. Something I don't understand, that's the level of bittul, because it's not, there's no me here. I don't understand it. So Shabbos is a greater level of gilui, that of bittul, than it is a Yom Tov. Simcha, you can't, simcha is, you're rejoicing, you feel it. There's a you feeling, simcha. But that level is revealed to the neshama. And the neshama gets it. But not the neshama that's in the goof. That level of the neshama in the goof can't grasp it. But the neshama gets it. So there's a bit of mitzvah of the neshama. Okay. And this is the revelation of Shabbos. The Chazal Gemara says, Bekushi hitidu ledabit divrei Torah b'Shabbos. Gemara says like this. Ideally, you should not be allowed to talk for the 24 hours of Shabbos. With great difficulty, okay, the Chachamim permitted to talk Torah on Shabbos. Otherwise, you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos. They tell us a story that a Rosh Yeshiva once came to a bacher who was talking a lot on Shabbos. So he said, "Why are you talking a lot on Shabbos?" He said, "Because Shabbos stands for Sicha b'Shabbos Tainug." Normally it says in Svarim, Shina b'Shabbos Tainug. Sleeping on Shabbos is enjoyment. So the bacher said, "Yeah, but Shabbos stands for Sicha, talking, and Shabbos is Tainug." So Rosh Yeshiva said to him, the pasuk says, "Lev chacham leyaminay." The heart of a chacham is on his right side. He said, "The sin, the dat, on the left." But if you're a chacham, it's shino, not sicha. And the right, the shin's on the right, and the sin's on the left. But that's so. He says like this: why you be kushi tiro dabit divitayr b'Shabbos? He said, by the way, it's very logical. Because Shabbos, Hashem created the world and stopped creating. How did Hashem create the world? With speech. That means Shabbos, He stopped speaking. So if Hashem stopped speaking, we're supposed to stop speaking on Shabbos. What would the inyan of Torah? Kiarais mechochma nafke v'nafkes yoyetze l'chutz. It goes out of chochma. Meirais mechochma nafke means it goes out of chochma. Kwe nafkes the body went outside. Which only goes out of Chochmah. Meaning like this. When it says, the expression, which I believe is the Zohar, says, Torah comes, Nafkes means goes out of Chochmah. That means it's not even Chochmah. It's only going out away from Chochmah. It's an offshoot of Chochmah. But the essence of Chochmah is infinitely greater than Torah. Torah is only an offshoot, a child of Chochmah, but Chochmah itself is much greater than Torah. And therefore, you can't, on that level of Chochmah, because it's so great, you can't have Simcha v'Tainug nirav v'nirgish, because you can't have a real Simcha. Only what you understand. The way you go from strong darkness to light. Because you feel in Bina, in Yom Tif, you feel the great level of Simcha. But once you have the when you have the level of Chochma, there's no understanding. All you have is the level of Bittul. And there Achashayovin Vayedin Mata Mata. And therefore, he says like this: the lower down you go, hine balei simimata mat lemaila maila. When you go from really low to really high, to gadol simcha b'meid meid. But all this is only shayach b'meichin the ema in bina, which is gilir and sabchinis yeshva soga. Echshu maila maila, the way it's very lofty. Because you understand the greatness of Allah, of course, and therefore you have the level of Simcha going from down all the way up. Ava Meich and the Abba, which is Gilui Mashal Amayla Me'asoga, over there you don't have higher and lower. Okay? So again, what's the Alter Rebbe explaining? The difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, because he gets into this to understand what eating matzah is. That, you know, where you eat matzah the 6 days, and over there they ate it one day. So now the Rebbe is going, like Siddur says, it goes off to explain something, and then it comes back and ties it all together. So now the Rebbe is explaining the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is the difference between the revelation of Bina and the revelation of Chochmah. Bina, you understand, that causes Simcha. Something you don't understand doesn't cause Simcha. All it does is cause Bittul. Shabbos is the level of Bittul. Yom Tov is Mayadim LeSimcha. It's the level of Simcha, because in Yom Tov it's the revelation of Bina. So yes, Shabbos is a greater revelation, is Chochmah versus Bina. Chochmah is greater than Bina. But the advantage of Yom Tov is it's tangible. You feel it. And because you feel it, therefore you have Simcha more.
Why does Bittul lead to Onek?
Because it's internal. Bittul means it's all, it's what your essence is. Einig, which part of your body enjoys something? Your mouth enjoys it. Your stomach enjoys it. You enjoy it. You know, like the story of Dr. Eben Tzemach Tzedek, Zayde, he said, no, Zayde's beard. No, he said, oh, that's the Zayde. Tainug is an essential thing. What part of your body enjoys? Okay. You want to talk about talking, it's your mouth. Smelling, it's your nose. Thinking, it's the head. Walking, it's the foot. What part of your body is the level of Einig? It's not the brain, because the brain enjoys it. The brain has pleasure. The whole body has pleasure. Yeah, but it's not in a particular. It's not only in the brain. The whole body enjoys it.
Meaning that the shaman enjoys it.
That's why tainug is really a chiddush of a nefesh. It's not in any particular part. So now the Alter Rebbe says like this. There's an expression he just quoted, "Kachashecha ka'era," like darkness, like light. He's saying like this. There's a level of a lukus higher than world, that light and dark are the same thing. Right? Miracle nature, same thing. It's supernatural, it's all the same thing. Right? Good, bad, same thing. So the expression always in Chassidus is kachashecha ka'era. Like darkness is light. Why is it two chafs? It should say darkness is like light. Or light is like darkness. Not like light is like darkness. Like darkness is like light. I mean, there's an extra chaf there. And he said, "Vedik the kloshin kachashecha ka'era b'shnei chafin," with two chafs. "Vahava leila meimer kachashecha ka'era." It should say, darkness is like light. Why does it say, like darkness is light, is like light? It's not enough to say, darkness is light. Means darkness doesn't darken. But when you say, like dark is like light, not only does it mean darkness, the light, darkness shines like light, that it's like even odd is like darkness. In other words, when you say darkness and light are the same, darkness is like light, simply it means, okay, that level of darkness shines like light. Here he says, no, it means deeper than that. That even the level of or is cheshech in that level. He says, not only does darkness, what it means is, light and darkness are the same, that in that level, even light is dark.
The dark is light.
No, that even light, even what's revealed, is really darkness. Because we don't get it. It's such a great revelation that even what's revealed. We learned why Moshiach comes, all the mitzvahs are going to be bottled except Purim, right? So we learned. Because Napshat, it's not going to exist. The great revelation of Mashiach is going to make everything, the candle, worthless. Purim is such a great revelation. Okay, that means that there's a level of Elokus that even light, that level is also darkness. It's way beyond understanding. Light and darkness, when you understand it, it's called light. So you saw the light. You began understanding it. Darkness means it doesn't exist. You don't understand it. There's a level of course that the greatest revelations are also dark. Just like one in a trillion compared to infinite, it's both dark, both equally dark. Not that a million compared to infinite, that a trillion is more understanding than one. They're both not understanding.
Dark is a good thing.
What?
No, you're
a kosher.
Well, I know that, but usually it means...
Like, well, he quotes the Zohar. I forgot... One sec. Kesser, even though it's Erzach, or Metzuchzach, even though it's Kesser is a refined light, a very pure light, Ukamhu, Lagabi says the expression, continues, it's darkness compared to the higher level.
The four comes from Maoth. The Koshek is higher than Maoth. How could that be?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
This is the first time I've heard this.
No, there's two darkness.
But if you skip the parentheses, no, he says. About Zen, Yashas Cheshech Sisre, he places his Cheshech Sisre, his concealment, meaning, She'ein Sham Erva Giliv Asaga Klal, there's no understanding at all, El Bittel Asaga, only complete Bittel. And therefore, Ein Sham Chinez Simcha V'tayni B'Gili B'Chinez Bittel Zem Me'achot Las Machshava. Therefore, you can't have Simcha on Shabbos. Because Simcha, yeah. Yeah. Yes. You touch the hand tefillin. Baruch Cheshech, you touch the head tefillin, because in essence, Cheshech is higher than Or.
There's two darknesses.
Yeah, there's an absence of light, and then there's an actual substantial level of dark. The one that's substantial. Cheshech, that darkness, which is just the lack of light, so it's not an entity. This is an entity of darkness.
I don't think the Rebbe is talking about darkness.
No, he's talking about a level of godliness that is so not understandable and not tangible. In our realm, it's dark. When there's an even in English, there's an expression, he's in the dark. What do you mean he's in the dark? If you don't understand something, the expression in English is he's in the dark. Right? That's the English expression. Where does it come from? He's in the dark. He's not in the dark. He's a lit up room. It means because he doesn't understand it, in his intelligence, he doesn't get it. It's not revealed to him. If it's not revealed to him, it's dark.
Dark chocolate is also rich.
It depends which one you like better. Yeah, but dark chocolate is healthier. Okay. Let's see the kitzur. In the kitzur, he says like this. We skip the parentheses. But erev teich lomatzis v'inyush lehispa b'teikas inyun yomtiv. It explains in the thing. It's yomtiv. Jamayadim l'simcha yomtivim l'simcha m'shiva keretz habayis eim abonim smecha b'no yavah b'rogosham nismachobay. And he says because yomtiv is the level of bina. Bina is tangible. If it's tangible, you feel it, and that's where you get simcha. But the inyan Shabbos to begin is gilir achoch mind to matzei the last machshava to be seen. No mind can grasp it. Kiyas begin is ishtalshes ilav va'olu, because in the world of ishtalshes you have cause and effect. Shoshar shemia bina, it comes from the level of bina, and that's what it says. Nor yetsim me'eden. Shom Shaykh Simcha Vasog and Bino, you can have the level of Simcha because it's tangible. Yes, Bechinus Shalemal, we say that it's Taushus. Bechinus Aden Atzmi, then there's a level of Aden itself, which it says, I and Leirosa, no eye can ever see God because it's, so to speak, the level of darkness. Again, not darkness in the negative way. It's such a great revelation of Hashem that we don't get it. And he says, Rosh Tevis. Eden, Nohor, and Gan. This he didn't say in the Maimer itself. But Einig, that's said by Shabbat, across the Shabbos Einig, says Einig is an acronym for Eden, Nohor, and Gan. Nohor Yetzim Eden, Lahashki says a Gan. The Nohor comes out of Eden to water the garden, the beginning of Chumash, right? So that's Einig. Hainu, Shenim, Shemachinus Eden, what happens in Shabbos. is the level of Eden. Eden is enjoyment, tainug. Shalemar mechinas not. Bottom line, Yom Tov is Simcha, Shabbos is Einig. And therefore it's much greater. Zeh Shmartim is a Shabbos. And that's what it says, keep the Shabbos, ki kedesh. Because it's holy, he ba'at me kedesh elyon. B'chinyas chachma mechand abashim is galim b'shabbos. So what's the level of Shabbos? Shabbos is kedesh, okay, with the level of remote, separated on its own. Mash'enk and yamtiv nikra mikra kedesh, which is harder ba'almi mikedesh. Okay, it's interesting. Shabbos is not called mikra kedesh. Shabbos is called kedesh ilachem. Yom Tov is called mikra kedesh. Mikra kedesh means calling kedesh. That means kedesh is coming to you. It's a ha'ad of kedesh. It's not kedesh itself, and therefore it's only a revelation that's tangible, and therefore it's called mikra kedesh. You call the Yom Tov, the kedusha. But Shabbos itself is kedesh because he can't. It's not tangible. Nehi da abe sech mechand eim sher be yom tiv gam be yom tiv gilim mechand eim atzorach laham shu mechand abe. Says because the truth is, he says even yom tiv, you need to call, have the level of chokma, because mechand eim agam shi yesh b'chinas yesh ein a nif davin nifin chas shalom. Okay, he says like this. Yom Tov primarily is Bina. But Yom Tov you also have to have Chachma, because Chachma and Bina are inseparable. If there's Bina, there has to be Chachma. You can't come to Bina without having Chachma, because Chachma is the spark you're expanding on. If you have no spark, what are you expanding on? Or expounding on? So therefore, even Yom Tov, when it's a Gilui of Bina, it still needs a level of Chachma. Because he said, "Chuvit Treyre in Loyim Ispashim." She Tomid Nimshich Minis Bittel Mechon De Abba to be Mechon De Ema. So he says, because anytime you want to have Bina, you need to have the Bittel of Chochma, keeping it intact. Because if the spark goes away, then you don't have anything anymore. And that even Yom Tov primarily is Bina. But Yom Tov still has a level of Kedesh. And therefore it's called Mikra Kedesh. You're calling Kedesh because even in the level of Bina, there has to be felt a little Chochma, a little Bittel.
Women without men are...
What?
Ladies without men cannot work.
Yeah. By the way, men without women probably can't either. If you ask the women, they'll tell you for sure they can't do anything. Period.
He
says, but not, so what does it mean you be mamshach kedesh? Not the level of kedesh itself that's not understood, the level of chochma, but you're revealing from chochma a little bit into bina that's tangible, that could be understood. You need to learn the gilui machmas yidis ishtalshus. Or the Gilizah until it comes into a saga, which is the way it's a great light. Okay.
Well,